Good evening. This is going to be strange because I just recorded an audio boo earlier, and much earlier in the day, and I couldn't get it to upload. It wasn't audio boo. It was, I believe, my 3G connection was cheesing out. 3G? AT&T's 3G having problems? Surely not. But indeed it was. But I had to do a little audio boo this afternoon or this evening. I just got out of... I was in the audience at a roundtable discussion in Second Life. And if you haven't been on Second Life, it's not too surprising. It's not certainly not a mainstream thing, really, but there are a lot of people that... It's a virtual world, essentially. You have an avatar. You're walking around. You can make things. You can build a house, build a spaceship, do whatever you want to do. It's not exactly a game, but... Often I think the easiest way to describe it to someone is as a game. I have kind of an addictive personality when it comes to technology, but I'm happy to say that I'm not in there a lot, but maybe a few times a week I'll go and I'll spend maybe as much as an hour looking around and talking to people and meeting some friends online. But this particular discussion was absolutely riveting. What it was discussing was it was a response to a documentary that was done on Frontline. You can actually see it on PBS.org called Digital Nation, Life on the Virtual Frontier. I have not yet watched it. I've got it pulled up on my laptop right now as I work on my painting that I'm working on. And then it occurred to me that this is exactly what we're, you know, what they were discussing in the panel. Fantastic. I just happened to catch someone's Twitter update this morning who mentioned it, and I said, oh, well, that'd be kind of interesting to see. So she sent me, or had a friend send me the landmark, and I zipped right to it. Sounds very much like magic. If you saw it, it would make perfect sense. But so it occurred to me, I'm sitting here, and I'm working on a digital painting on one computer. I am watching on my other computer, my laptop, I'm watching the documentary, and I'm recording this. I've got the documentary paused, and I'm recording this on my phone, which is going to upload. There are times where things like this does sort of beg one to stop and consider the absolute... immersion that someone like myself has in this kind of technology. It's very easy for this to look down on by someone who isn't immersed in this technology. They don't get it necessarily. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this, that means you at the very least have Twitter and because that's, I mean, almost everybody that's going to be aware of this is going to be aware of it through Twitter, maybe a few people from the Audioboo website, but it's very difficult to relate to someone that these things... I am a nerd. I am a geek, very much so. But it's not these things that make me so. I do believe that a lot of people that aren't immersed in this technology, that don't use Twitter... I don't particularly like Facebook myself, but something like Facebook or Second Life, that it's not merely... an escape or a sort of technological delusion that we're wanting to participate in. I couldn't do what I do without it. There were a few things in the roundtable discussion that I sort of disagreed with. Namely, that being an artist, I think I would... I was dying, actually, to speak up. I mean, I was typing messages, the whole audience was, but I was really sort of dying to speak up. Being an artist, I think I have a very different perspective on the value of these creative tools than some of the people that were talking. I mean, their opinions were fascinating, but I think that my point of view is very different from theirs. They were talking about multitasking and creativity. In a way, multitasking is where my creativity comes from. And by multitasking, I mean doing exactly what I'm doing now, which is I'm continuing to paint on the computer as I record this. There's something about it that it helps me think better. The type of painting that I'm doing, I mean, I'm a really good artist with a pencil and a pen and a brush, but I can't begin to approach the kind of versatility I can have on the computer. just fascinating. And I brought in, while I was in Second Life, Lisa. She popped up online, so I zipped her the landmark, and she was watching it too. And I know at least a couple of times she just sort of said, "Wow!" I mean, it really is. You sort of want to say, from here, looking out, you know, across the horizon, you can sort of see that kind of mythical or legendary technological singularity from here. I mean, it's not hard to imagine. As an artist, what I see when I look at this technology is I don't see a world I'm living in so much as I see tools, which is a very significant thing to me. That almost sounds like, well, if I'm saying, well, it's not a world, it's a tool, it seems like I'm downgrading the value of it maybe in some strange way. It's very tired, so I might not make a lot of sense tonight. But no. What I mean is to me, the question that our technology is ever more driving us to ask ourselves is, what is worth creating? And eventually, I think we're going to get to a point where manipulating more and more of the real world will become it will become almost as easy as manipulating the world in Second Life. I mean, technology is, in an extreme way, driving toward that sort of what we want is, we want that sort of magic. And who was it? Was it Plato that said, if God does not exist, then we'll make him? And I think that in some way there is some kind of a collective consciousness imperative to have that level of malleability in reality. You look at Second Life, I see Second Life as a jumping off point. I see it as the first stage. It's beginning, it's us beginning to weave the chrysalis that is going to transform us ultimately. Fascinating thing, really is. I got to spend more time in Second Life. And I know that seems strange because I'm such a computer nerd already, but very significant things are happening in terms of this technology. And it is absolutely fascinating. So big thanks. Oh gosh, this is awful. Rita J. King. That was the name of the Twitterer that alerted me to it. That I happened to catch her tweet and made it possible for me to check it out. So thank you, Rita. It was really awesome. And I fall flat. I'm done. I don't know. I'm gonna finish this painting. Bye.